Welcome, welcome, welcome on the Orga Field Day! Yay! So happy to see so many of you here. I hope you are all fed. If not, there's still food over here, so please grab it later if you are hungry, because we don't want to go let people go hungry outside. I have prepared a lovely slide deck, which I will share on the wiki, because I don't have a screen, which is fine. So the agenda for today is I'm going to give a short talk on where we're at, any new notable news items and things like that. Then we will have the opportunity for teams to share their cool stuff. So there's a mic over here. Please line up and then tell everybody what's going on in your team. And then we can go out, which is great because it's sunny and that helps. And from approximately 6, we will have dinner and time to relax and chat. That's it. Woohoo! So we have an off-the-grid day today. So we don't have Wi-Fi codes. So if you really need it, use your personal gear. Please, because there might be new people here, get yourself a name tag and write your name and your team name on it. Because if there are new people, it's nice that they don't have to remember all the names in one go. So please do so. We also have dinosaur and unicorn stickers to go along. So it will also look pretty. And if you go outside, please take care. It is sunny. Stay hydrated and use sunscreen. Sunscreen is over there if you haven't got any. Cool. Are there people who are new here, first timers? Yes, 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 welcome. Very cool. As I just explained, everybody has a name tag with a team name on it. So please figure out and talk to the teams that you might be interested in if you're not in a team yet. If you're new, I would also highly encourage you, if you're not on the mailing list yet, to get on the mailing list, because a lot of information is shared there. You can find information on the wiki about that. There are also vacancies there. I will point out a few in a couple of slides. One, I think. So you can see what is needed. And of course, have a lot of fun. There are all friendly faces here. Everybody's open to get to know you. So please don't be shy and talk to other people to see where you can help. And cool that you're here. Thanks. Also, what I would like to stress out is that we have very, very, very cool merch available. It's awesome. And also, by the end of this month, we will start sending out everything to the production facility. So if you want to have merch, please make sure you buy it this month, because that will help us in knowing how much merch we have to produce. So please be aware, if you go to tickets.y2025.org, you will find the merch shop there. There's hoodies, bags, things for kids, everything. So if you haven't bought your merch yet, please do so this month. Then, the most urgent vacancies now. I know that many of you here, almost everybody here already does a lot of things. So this is not a shout out to you, because I know you are already putting so much time and effort and energy in. But maybe you know someone else who can help out in this department. First off is coordinator parking. You will be doing that together with Konmai. Konmai is very, very experienced in the parking department. So it's mainly feet on the ground, making sure that everything is happening here. So if you know someone who likes the little bit of logistics stuff, please reach out to Team Parking. You can find it on the wiki. Also, I was talking already about merch, our very cool, crazy cool merch. We need a coordinator for that too. If you want to know more about that, you can talk to Netsmurf. I think also for the parking, right? Also for the parking, you can talk to Netsmurf to find out more. But if you know someone who likes to coordinate things like that, please reach out to us. Also, Team Info, Team Promo could use some help writing content, doing social media posts, giving interviews or arranging interviews for the Ycast, but also other things that are content related. So if you like to create content, please reach out to either me or Rob is also here from Team Info, because we could use some help. Cool. Coming Wednesday will be the next online Orga Meet. So, and it's every 2 weeks. So mark your calendars for that. And also, Team Sysadmin would love you to test the Jitsi server. So please show up with a lot of people and turn your cameras on so we can stress test it and hopefully break it, because then we know what it can do. Break stuff. Yay! Not here. Not today. Okay. Also, cool shout out to the latest map. I think Team Terrain will talk a little bit more about it later, or not, but the new map is cool. You are going to talk about it? Yeah, cool. Map.y2025.org, and don't push that button. Okay. Also, a new experiment that that we are going to try out is, of course, we want as much as possible diverse speakers on the stage. And we also know that some people are struggling with imposter syndrome and struggling with, am I good enough to propose a talk, or am I, is my subject interesting enough? Anything, all kinds of limiting beliefs, I might say.
The answer is yes.
The answer, like Danny says, is always yes. But if you don't know where to start, help us on the way. Because on May 9th, we will organize together with Women in Cybersecurity Association a CF Pizza Night, which means we will have workshops to help you craft your CFP. It will be both a physical meet as online, so anyone can join in. And there will be people there who can help you create your CFP or help you out writing a CFP. So if you're struggling with that, or you're curious, or you want to try it out, please consider that. You will find all the information on the wiki. It will be physical at Onyx in Amersfoort and online. Thanks. And we hope to promote it to more people. That if you are bored today, which I cannot imagine, but if you are bored today, please consider doing some wiki gardening, because that's always helpful for everybody. And also, if you have a village, I would like to, in the Ycast, I would like to introduce a new thing called the Village of the Week. Come and tell me about your village, and we will record it, and it will be in the Ycast, because we want to showcase a lot of cool villages that are there. So please come to me. I brought my recording gear. Maybe Mitch will be on the show again. I don't know. Hi. find me. I've brought my gear, so we can record an interview. Don't be shy. You will look good on camera. I promise. We have filter. I look great without a filter. Then we will be on a lot of different places in the coming few months. We will, or a lot of white-minded people will be there. There's a Dutch thing called Kaalstaart. Don't know if anyone heard of it, but it's a science event. Yeah, Serendip will be there. That's the big ship, and they will have a lot of Y stuff on there. So we will be promoted all throughout the country by water, so that's awesome. I know at least Crystal and probably more people will go to Easter Hag. More people going to Easter Hag? Yes, yes, yes. So that's where we will be. Not physically, but there will be made some noise at Hag Glasgow, which is the 26th of April. And I will be giving a presentation at DevOps Days Amsterdam about why. That's by the end of June. If there are any other places where you think Y should be promoted, please reach out to me. We will make it happen, one way or the other. Cool. Then it's time for team updates. If there are no questions, by the way. Otherwise, I will be here all afternoon. Come and find me and ask you a question. Team updates. Who wants to update 1 minute? Yes.
So not a team update, but I brought my camera today and I wanted to ask if I could take a few pictures of you because we need more content for the socials. And we want to see that people are not, or that hackers are not that scary at all. So if you're not looking scary, is it okay if I make a picture? I will check with you for consent before posting or sharing anything. Okay, bye.
Team info! Yay. Whoa!
Team info. So keep us sending more blogs. Yeah, we want to be inspired by what your guys are doing and to blog about it. And if you have a blog yourself already, send it in. We can help you with it. Even if you think it's not good enough, yeah, then we help you make it and let's see what we can make out of it together. Make sure that you update your wiki information. That's still not up to date. Yeah. There's a lot of information about the team, which people are in your teams, and that kind of stuff. Make sure that we do much better. We also still need people. The team has grown already to 10 people, and we have still a lot of work to do. Nice update is that recently there are 2 people who never visited and have a lot of questions. So they asked a lot of questions, and at the same time they're adding now content for every first visitor. Yeah, because they had a lot of questions and they could answer it. And then also make sure that you come up with any content that you have that also can, the Ycast can use a lot of new content. Yeah, report yourself to Nancy for that, yeah, or report to info and we can help you with that. Same with promo. Everywhere where you want to do the why to be promoted, reach out to us or to Nancy and we make it happen. Yeah?
Thank you.
I have a remark. While every team always wants more people, if a team has 10 people in it already, it is not very high on the list of teams that currently need more people.
I agree with you, but then make sure that you send us the content. Because if you spend a lot of time to remind people to come with content, that time can be spent better. Yeah.
Team Deco! Deco! No! I'm just standing here. I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, I'm here for Team Deco. We have some updates. First of all, we sent out a call for art, which is different from a call for participation, but just as much fun. And we already received one answer even, and more answers are definitely welcome. Furthermore, we're buying materials. We've bought wood yesterday. We're using used wood for the whole event. So we're trying to be green. We also gained a lot of free carpet, which is also previously used. So we're doing stuff.
Very cool.
And also shout out to Katarina, who is our planner, and we're so happy to have her. Thank you, Katarina.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that was Katarina doing what she does. Reminding me of stuff. We have a list on our wiki page where you can add a sign that you need for your team. And we will probably make that sign. So if you have a team that needs a sign, put it on the list. Thank you.
Perfect. Team sponsors.
Hey, whoop, yeah. Hey, I'm Tom Apps from Team Sponsors, and I have some very good news since the last update in the previous in-person meeting. If we sign all the contracts that we have now in the pipeline, it means we have reached the sponsorship goal of the budget and even surpass it a little bit, so there will be maybe even some extra money. we are pushing hard to sign the contracts as soon as possible, so the money's out as soon as possible. But yeah, that's some great news, because the previous month we were a bit afraid, to be honest, and we had a big breakthrough this month. So yeah, good news.
Thomas was in the Y-cast, and then magic happens.
Yeah, I'm not sure it was that, to be
just
honest.
Kidding. Just kidding.
Yeah. All right, so that's it.
Thanks. Welcome, welcome.
Hi, I'm Gina from Team Terrain, and we have two things. First up, the new map. You can look at it at map.y.2025.org. Nina did a lot of work in fixing my ugliness, and we are soliciting feedback. So if you have feedback about the map, please talk to Nina. Can you wave, please? This person. Thank you. You can also use this on your phone, and it does use GPS. My experience in the past hour has been GPS is kind of unreliable on the field, so beware, but it does work a bit. We have also marked the layout of the rough area around Heaven on the floor, like over there in the field, using blue spray paint for buildings and yellow spray paint for fenced off areas. So it would be nice if you could all have a look, if you're impacted by that layout, to just give us some feedback, whether you think this is too tight, too far apart, too whatever. Yeah. That's it for me.
Great job. Thank you. Moet hij even dicht? Ja hoor. Ja hoor. Zeker mag dat. Oh. We zijn iemand kwijt. We hebben hem al gevonden. Die tweede is geworden.
We zijn nog steeds kwijt.
Nog steeds kwijt. Oh. Team CTF.
So, Team CTF, I spent 2 hours last night creating a presentation, and there is no screen, so fuck it, I'm going to do it anyway. So, Team CTF, our update is we did the teaser. So the teaser was a small CTF, 5 challenges. We had over 200 participants, it was 48 hours, and oh yeah, we have 5 challenges and 2 beginner challenges, and it was a great success. I spent time making a Borat 80s disco version, but yeah, imagine that. 223 teams or players, 81 scored points, 5 people solved everything, and players were still active till the last minute. This is a scoreboard. We actually saw some other participants of the Y Orca, the Y Cast. Was there scoring points?
18th place.
On the 8th place, I don't know if he's here, was Team Warehouse Pizzor, which is quite nice. And some other people were also there. This is our, to give an ID, this is how the challenge board looks like, what our challenges are. I will upload these slides. If you want to look at them later, they will be on the wiki, because nobody can see this. We had a really nice flyer generator in the CTF, which you can actually use to generate flyers for Y, and you can hack it. But we will bring everything back on Y. We also recycle stuff. We recycle these challenges for the main CTF during Y. Next to the CTF, we also do the secret tokens. I'm finally going to say something about that. So who has been on Y, MCH? Might know the secret tokens, and the secret tokens were something we stole from Bornhack, which was inspired by Bornhack. Stitch came up with it, and Team CTF took it on. The secret tokens are secrets which can be found all around the field, for example on a flag or on a parking cart, and there were 49 tokens, so all around the field people could find secret tokens. So we from Team CTF organized this, but we work together with everybody in the Orca. It's not mandatory, but if you want to work with us, get us secret tokens, then we will use them. We also have some mini puzzles which people could solve and then get a token out of that. And this year we want to make way more puzzles. We want to make a puzzle with each team who wants to do that. For example, Team Bar, there's going to be a puzzle for the secret token in each of the bars. For Team Parking, there's going to be one on the parking field. And it also helps with people seeing the whole field, walking around, and also getting introduced to all the teams who make this event happen. All this information will be on the wiki as well. And we'll provide a template for the puzzles, and we'll provide all the information on how to give us the secret tokens for all the teams who want to work with us. And that's my presentation, which I made for CRAP.
We will put it on the Field Day Wiki next to my presentation. Sure. Go ahead.
Hi, CH23 from Team Warehouse. A while ago, we sent out an email requesting all teams to let us know what we could do for them. And we had an April 1st deadline. Soft deadline. During this time, out of the 43 teams, we had 3 teams coming back to us. Hmm. And during the last HEC42 meeting, I also reminded everybody of this email, as well as mentioning that we have this the same thing on our wiki. But in the end, we only got 3 results. We're not sure why this is. So me and my team will today try to go by all the team leads here and have a short questionnaire to figure out what you need, if you need more time, whatever. Because we really want to be able to help you, and also because we need to know how much storage space we need, because we can also give you dry and closed off storage space. So please give us some minutes of your time later today so we can help you, help us all. Thank you.
Thanks.
Hello, Pikachu from Team Family here.
Can you do it a little bit closer, yeah? My friend? Because sure. Otherwise people won't hear you.
Okay, cool. Yeah, Pikachu from Team Family here. We will have a family zone this event again, and things are looking quite well. We have currently sent out quotes, requests for the daycare, and we are working on getting all of that organized. Also, we have a lot of ideas, but not a lot of people taking on some ideas. So we would ask again if someone finds an interesting sub-project to adopt that. Otherwise, we will have Kit Angels again. We've talked with a team from volunteering. And if someone has an idea from the team leads as to what kids could volunteer or help with, that would be greatly appreciated. Otherwise, that's basically our update.
Cool.
Yes.
Thank you. And we already sold 250 tickets to people younger than 16. So
wow.
It's really cool that we have a family zone. Yeah. Go ahead, Bas.
Hiya, Sebastian from Team Waste. This is loud. quick reminder that if your team brings stuff to the field that you cannot get rid of yourself, I recommend you get rid of it yourself, but if you don't, please let us know the volume and what it is, because then we can reserve space in the big trash bins so it goes to our recycler. Update from us, we have our quote locked in with the recycling company, so GP Groot will be taking away all our trash. That's it.
Cool. Very important. Thank you. To get rid of waste.
Villages.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Icy Palm from Team Villages here. Villages are trickling in. Not much to update, but we have the best amount of villages currently, and we are on 69.
Nice.
That does include test villages, so you can still have 2 more, and then you still have 69.
Don't spoil it, Nancy.
Oh, sorry.
69 is a good number.
I'm a party pooper.
Yeah, party pooper. Hi, Dani, Cohesion and Content. For Cohesion, the team is growing again.
Yay!
So we're going to work that, and we're going to talk to security to work together. And for Content, last time I checked this morning, we were at 96 submissions for the CFP.
That's 69 backwards.
Yay! Yay! Also, it's a binary of 2. Yeah. Nerds. Come on, nerds. Come on. I thought I had a good joke. Anyway, come to the, if you don't know if your talk is good enough, yes it is. If your subject is interesting, yes it is. If it's too niche, no it's not. It's absolutely interesting, so do a CFP or come to the CFP pizza nights, either online or physically in Amersfoort. Or if you have any questions about content, talk to us.
Thank you.
Fire.
Hello. Jik from Team Safety here. Everything's pretty much going well. We've pretty much got everything settled, waiting until the event to start. I think most interesting was the permit thing last week. Apparently they had the wrong version of the permit, so they were upset at us, like there's no information in it. And they had a version of, I think, 3 months ago, which was interesting, due to the fact that their website didn't work, and Nancy had to submit the permit 3 times and by email and ask them again and again and again. That is now settled, so that they have the right version of the permit. They still have quite some questions to be answered, so today we'll be sitting with Team Terrain.
Party area, probably, for the sound.
To settle the last things and then get the requests fully settled. So that's about it.
Thanks. Sponsoring again.
Yeah, me again. I forgot one thing. Something the sponsors have been asking about is about lighting in their tents. And apparently this was a bit of an issue in MCH. So whoever takes care of that in the camp in general, I suppose mobile house or... no? So, okay. So someone from Power Team, if they can reach out to me and we can discuss how we can make it happen to the sponsors if they need to order it or... it will be included, or how we're going to do it. So, fire.
Yeah.
And it still keeps you warm, so maybe. Yeah. All right, so that's it. Just reach out to me later. Thank you.
Yeah. Hello.
Just for all the people here, I have keys to all the facilities on the field. So, if we need to look in cabinets, pumps, whatever, I have the keys.
That's good to know. Yeah? Thanks. Oh, there's Mr. Linux. Yes. Team Rock.
Yeah, Team Rock.
Solid.
It's a bit high for me, but
as a rock.
Okay.
We can make it lower.
It's okay.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Small update. We put the antenna on the terrain. With all the equipment we will use during the event. And we are up and running. So we are ready for rock. We can start. That's the update.
Very good. That's nice, 124 days before the event. Perfect. Are there any other things worth mentioning, sharing, or otherwise needed to be known? If not, I guess all have loads and loads of fun out there, and take care of each other, stay hydrated, wear sunscreen, and have a fun day. Cool.